time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm in studio with Crappie Joppy.
Good morning, everybody.
And Michael Gray.
And look at that. We managed to get Randy free from one of his super awesome African safari buffalo hunt snowmobile trip mountain hiking deals.
Yeah. Hey, it's good to be back.
Every time we talk to you, you're like, yeah, I can't be bothered. I'm scaling a cliff face right now. Got a thing.
Yeah, well, I'm fortunate enough to did a little snowmobiling last weekend, and probably the best weekend I ever could have picked, and we picked it maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, but we had dumped 2.5 foot of snow. Everybody knows we had the Snowmageddon last Wednesday, so we were up there on Friday snowmobiling and was doing with some local guys. It was amazing, man, because we weren't on any trails. We were just going across farmers' fields. It was like riding out of cloud. If you're a snowmobiler, it was heaven, man. It was cool.
Yeah, I used to be a snowmobiler, but I prefer the skis. But fresh powder is good on anything.
Yeah, and like I said, when we called in last week, grilled up some, actually smoked up some jerky that turned out fantastic. Made it a little bit meatier, you know, didn't cook it quite so long, and was a huge hit on the trail.
Well, right now we have on the phone with us Big Paulie from New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bob. How's everybody out there in sunny Michigan this wonderful Saturday morning?
You still got snow there in New Jersey, Paulie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got snow yesterday. We had some more. Probably going to get a little more tonight. It just seems like it's never going to stop snowing. But that's okay. We don't mind. Keep the fire hot, and we'll keep the brandies running.
Good stuff, man. Really good stuff.
So what do you have for us this morning? I'm always anxious to hear what you're cooking up these days.
Well, you know, something you and I talked about briefly, but I spent some time in Argentina back, it's almost funny to say, turn of the century, you know, from the late 90s into the 01 period. And I don't know if anybody has ever been out, our listeners have been out to Buenos Aires, but I recommend it. It's just one of the most beautiful places in South America. They call it the Paris of South America, but it's just a beautiful place to be. And one of their great traditions, I mean, this show would be number one in every time slot in Buenos Aires, in Argentina, because their big thing is something called the asado, which is their version of the backyard barbecue, but they take it to a whole new level. They have a saying out there, the secret to the asado is the fire. And to make a fire for the asado, it's an art form like you wouldn't believe. The heads of the households, it's passed down from, you know, the heads down to the next leading ranking male of the family, and they're charged with the responsibility of making that magnificent wood fire. And they cook an amazing selection of meats on their grill, and meats that, you know, cuts that we don't have here in the United States. And certainly, I got to say, you know, I'm the ugly American. In fact, when I was working down there, they called me the gringo in chief. You know, and I love America, but I got to tell you, the one thing the Argentines do right is their meat. They have the most delicious and flavorful beef in the world, I think. And they have some unique cuts that we don't have, something called a matambritos, which I mentioned, I think, last week. And it's basically like a flank type of a steak, but they leave a lot of the fat on it. I like it with the pork flank, the way they cook it. It comes up so amazing. But the cuts that you won't hear here, but you'll see down there at a mainstays, are things like bife de lomo, which is basically a beautiful tenderloin. And usually they make the tenderloins, you know, they put the meat on the grill, and you'd think it was to serve the whole family, but that's just your portion. You have so much of it. And they'll make a whole host of different type of select cuts of meat, bife de chorizo, which is like a loin strip. They'll put different, I guess, little sausages. They call it chorizos. And the sausages come from everything from a deep blood red sausage to basically a pork and beef filled sausage that they mix together. Again, everything charcoal, I shouldn't say charcoal, wood fired grilled. And the secret, really, to a good asado fire is to make it a very slow-cooked meal.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and it's Saturday morning. We're talking with Big Paulie from New Jersey, and he's got a recipe from Argentina.
Argentine over by Fenton? Yeah. Genesee County. Yeah, you're talking about my backyard at that point.
Arlington.
Well, I tell you, it's real easy. I tell you, the recipe is so simple, you won't believe it. But really, the key is the fire. A lot of guys, the way they cook their asado, they put the fire. You've probably seen this in some of the bigger Argentine or Brazilian restaurants. The fire is on the side. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to, believe it or not, there's nothing to be gained, they say, from the dripping of the juices on the coals or the wood coals. They actually keep it clean in the bottom, some of them. And they cook it from the side, and they don't really do much in preparation for the meat. The meat is so flavorful and tender, you don't have to do much to it. But what they do like to do is they take a little salt water mixture, and after you've cooked it for a little while, they'll give it a little bit of a salt water bath, like a brushing of it. They won't put the salt on before, by the way, because it'll dry the meat out. They'll put it on afterwards. And then what they'll do is they'll just cook the beef over the wood, and they'll make like a chimichurro type of sauce or salsas they have, which is really nothing more than chopped parsley, some dried oregano, garlic, salt, pepper, onion, some paprika, and olive oil. And they'll mix it up, and they might put a little bit of that on and bathe the meat maybe in a turn or a flip. But a lot of times they just put that on the table as a little jar of sauce, and you just put it on the side. And then they accompany it with something called a provoletta, which all of my Italian friends know. It's basically a grilled cheese dish. It's a big slice of provolone with a lot of spices on top. And they grill it right on the grill. And, boy, I'll tell you, that and a little very simple salad, which is nothing more than a little lettuce, maybe a tomato, not much, some olive oil and lemon, and that's your afternoon meal. But, you know, to say that's a small meal is really an understatement, because at the asado, you keep eating until the cows come home. I mean, they'll make, you know, they'll keep on cooking until you say enough. And one of the things I've seen about the culture of Argentina and Buenos Aires is if you get invited to someone's house for an afternoon asado, that's a huge honor, because people don't invite other people to their homes. They don't trust people, or they're worried about somebody coming into their house. But usually if you're going to meet somebody socially or business-wise, you go to a restaurant, you go out. So to be invited to the backyard for the asado is a high honor. And, of course, the hosts recognize that, and they make you feel like a king. You really have to experience it to believe it. And it's something that you've never had in this country. And basically, if you're lucky enough to find some Argentine beef, don't screw it up by, you know, frying it or broiling it. Make sure you charcoal broil that stuff.
When you say it's charcoal broiled, is that a hardwood charcoal, or is it a,
well,
is
yeah,
a briquette?
Yeah, I say charcoal because, you know, I'm so Americanized. But basically, it is a hardwood charcoal. They bring it down to a coal. And again, the key there is to cook it very slow to meat. You don't want to, you know, burn it. You don't want to sear it. You want to cook it very slow and enjoy it, because you'll put maybe 7 or 8 different types of cuts of meat on the grill at once. You'll have beef, pork, ribs, chitterlings, which are like the entrails, sweetbread, sausage, blood sausage, chicken. You'll have all the stuff on one grill. So it really is an art to cook everything consistently so it's ready at the same time. But they don't worry about that. You know, they'll bring out stuff. First you'll have some sausage, then you'll have some beef, then you might have pork, then you might have chicken. And they'll just keep coming with the stuff. And it's just a really a neat way of really celebrating all things grilling. I mean, this is the grilling guy's dream to get invited to an asado.
Yeah, it would be my dream. It intrigues me that they cook with indirect heat and it's on the side. I pulled up a couple things on the internet here during our conversation, and it looks like there's a fire pit that it's above ground. It's not below ground, but it's off, as you mentioned, off to the side. And then it appears that there might be some coals underneath the grate, but you're saying not so much.
No, not so. It depends. By the way, there's several different ways of doing it, and there's different asados. If you go to South America, a Brazilian asado, a Uruguayan asado, an Argentine asado will be a little different. The Paraguay, they make it a little different, each one. There's different alternatives. So, you know, depending where you go, some will do it right in the ground like we do the pigs, like in Hawaii. They'll do it in the ground. Some will do it on the side. But, you know, in Buenos Aires, it's much more gentrified now, so basically people are making their grills in the backyard. But their grill basically is nothing more than a masonry pit with a grill on top. Very simple. No gas. No, God forbid, never a gas-fired, barbecue. There's no charm glow down there. But they take it very seriously. And you'll see, one of the things I love when you go to a restaurant, there was some great restaurants down there. By the embassy, there was one called Rio Alba. You know, you'll get a piece of steak there. If you spent $7, you'll probably get maybe a pound and a half of a filet mignon. They used to have something called Maluza Negro, which is nothing more than a sea bass. But you get a piece of sea bass that's 4 portions, maybe $5, you know, and just fresh and delicious and cooked right. But they would serve the meat, which was amazing, on a little metal plate with a grill above it. They put it right on your table, and it would actually take hot coals from the fire and put it on that little metal plate. And it was called, I think, a brasero, and it would keep the meat hot so that you'd have to rush and eat it. You'd take a little piece, you'd eat it, you'd talk. It was still warm. It wasn't getting cooked really hard, but it just kept it a little warm. Now, you think about it. Can you imagine putting hot coals on an open plate in a restaurant in the United States? I mean, the liability there. But, you know, it's funny. They have a different way of looking at liability. I asked one of the waiters, aren't you afraid that somebody should get burnt? Aren't you afraid of getting sued? He said, no, they should just be more careful. He said, you know, you're right. People should be more careful. But it's little stuff like that that really makes you know you're in a different country, in a different society.
It's the Grilling Guys every single Saturday from 9 to 11 here at 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're talking to Paul Rotella, breaking down the intricacies of Argentinian asado. And, Paul, answer the last question I have. What are you drinking with this stuff when you're out there?
Oh, one of the best wines you'll ever have. You can find it. It's a Meritage blend of wines. It's called Cantina Zapata, Z-A-P-A-T-A, in shoes, made by a bodega Esmeralda, and it's an Argentine wine. It probably costs in an Argentine store maybe $50, but I would put it up with our Opus One type of blends. It's just a remarkable, beautiful, full wine, and it's got to be full-bodied to stand up to that powerful meat taste. And next time we get together, I can tell you a great story about an asado that I had at the President's Palace at Olivos in Argentina one afternoon, which is kind of a neat story, but we'll save that one for next time.
That sounds good. Listen, when you go down there, do you tell your wife you're taking a walk down the Appalachian Trail?
No. She has her spies down there. You know, I was kind of high profile down there, so everybody knew where I was all the time.
Uh-huh.
And the most I ever got to do was maybe sneak away and get a cup of coffee in the afternoon at Cafe Bielos. And even then, their secret police used to call me and ask me, "How was the coffee this afternoon?" They keep it.
I've hung out with you, and you have a high profile everywhere you go, so that's not surprising to us. Hey, we've got to head to a commercial break. Paulie, this is Big Paulie from New Jersey. He's my Goomba out there, and we'll be talking probably later on this afternoon. We want to finish that other little conversation up. But listen, sure appreciate your time, pal.
Hey, always great to be with the Grilling Guys. Take care, everybody.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.